Proclamation number 7825 of 14th of February, 1961. Revealing Jesus and His mission. And the gate to eternal life has been opened to you through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. You would never have been able to enter through this gate, for the kingdom of light was inaccessible to the beings of darkness, and you will remain in darkness until the original sin which plunged you into this kingdom of darkness has been removed from you. But you are my share and I will not let go of you forever. But first you have to reshape yourselves into love, and if you have love in you, you will also push towards Jesus, who is your Redeemer, and at the same time also towards me, who is in Him, who became a visible God for you in Jesus Christ. But as long as people do not know that their former apostasy from me is the reason for their existence as human beings on this earth, as long as they don't know that they're on their way back to me from the abyss and only need to make use of Jesus Christ's final help in order to be completely united with me again, as long as they will not consciously use their earthly life as a human being for their change of nature, for the change into love, and then the earthly path can also be covered in vain. And therefore again and again people will receive information about Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, for they must have found Him as long as they still live on earth as human beings, otherwise they will not be able to enter the Kingdom of Light and be tutored when their earthly life is over. Admittedly, He can still be found in the beyond if the soul is willing and calls to Him for mercy. But it is far more difficult for the soul to accept an instruction on the other side if it has rejected Him on earth. But I want you to enter my kingdom after your physical death, and therefore I repeatedly show you the path you have to take, the path to the cross. Only through Golgotha will you reach eternal life, only through the acknowledgement of Jesus and the act of salvation, through earnestly asking for forgiveness of your guilt, will the path to the kingdom of light become free for you, to my kingdom, where I myself await you as your savior and redeemer, where you can see me face to face. And when you humans are given information about Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, then don't close your hearts but accept what I myself want to impart to you about Him, in whose shell I once walked across the earth in order to build a bridge for you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Desire in your heart to hear the pure truth about Him and the act of salvation, and truly, I will send it to you so that you will turn to Him and thus also take the path back to me, whom you acknowledge in Jesus as your God and Father of eternity, if you are correctly informed about His mission on earth. Without Jesus Christ there is no salvation, without Him there is no redemption, without Him there is no light and no bliss. But I want you to become blessed, and thus I will repeatedly point you to Him, I will guide you to the truth myself. I will reveal to you the knowledge about your sinful state and the only way to be able to release yourselves from it, so that you will come to believe in Him and His mission, so that you love Him for the sake of His great work of mercy and now also transfer this love to me, who is in Him and redeemed you humans from sin and death. Amen.